And once the ties with the crown had been broken, westward and saddle and wagon it went, and until the railroad linked ocean to ocean, many the lives which had come to an end, while we bullied, stole, and bought a homeland, we began the slaughter of the red man. But still from near and far to seek America, they came by thousands to conquer the world. But she just patiently smiled.
From classic Steppenwolf to new music from Portugal the Man. She really done me.
guess nobody ever really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. Don't let me down. Hey! Don't let me down. Let me down. Don't let me down.
It's Bob Angel with Detox Mansion.
It's not fair that people don't give him his due.
I'm not about any of that.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Escape from the drums and barking.
So glad I found that song. Oh, that just hit the spot entirely for me. 91.5 WMFO and Warren Zevon from his Mr. Bad Example album, probably his best album. Of course, that's the way I feel every time I play any Warren Zevon. That's his best album. They all are his best album, but Mr. Bad Example is certainly one of his best albums. Put it that way. And that was a request for Nancy, listening all the way out there in beautiful Missoula, Montana. If there's a nicer place, I ain't been there yet because, yeah. So I'm happy to play something for Nancy in Montana. Before that, it was Frightened Rabbit, right? I hope I've got this down right because I've been sort of catching up lately. I haven't been putting the songs in the system fast enough. I know that, but... It's a title track from that album, from Frightened Rabbit. Before that, The Beatles, Don't Let Me Down, from 1968. It was a B-side of Get Back. You know, one of those B-sides. Beatles put out B-sides that were as... They all should be A-sides with the Beatles. But, you know, what are you going to do? So we'll call it the B-side for now. Portugal, The Man, Brand new music, Feel It Still. It's the title track from that album. Before that, it was Steppenwolf with Monster, Suicide, and America, the medley. Nice 9-minute medley. I needed it to take a little break. The album is called Monster. The Rain Dogs started things. No, they didn't. Rain Dogs were in there, though, with Cry for Mercy from their great 1990 album, which was called, what was that called? Lost Souls, of course. My mind is just a terrible thing to waste. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Styx got it started. A request for a guy who was calling from, not Medford. I think I said Medford. He's calling from Malden. Wanted to hear Come Sail Away, the great song from the great album Grand Illusion. I like Styx. I like Styx. I do. I really do. We've got some sunshine today. We've got some sunshine the entire week. Cold temperatures today. Temperatures only in the 60s today. And down to around 50 in the city and in the 40s in the suburbs. Bundle up. Put that blanket back on your bed. But then you're going to have to remove it because later in the week, it's going to be in the 80s again. We're not done with the 80s in Massachusetts. What, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Currently, it is 58 degrees on the campus of Tufts University.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Feed the pig. That's it. 12:32, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock in the end of this week's Detox Mansion. So let's get back into music right away so we can hear as much as possible. Robert Plant just keeps going. He's like the Energizer Bunny. He keeps going and going and going. He has another brand new album called Carry Fire. And this is the first single off it called Bones of Saints. Robert Plant at 91.5 WMFO. Oops. I hate when I do that. Don't you? Sorry, Robert.
Plains, there's madness in the sky, above the bones of saints. Play me their melodies so that I might know. And I can tell my children more. My Russian dub is my one and only true love.
Stop.
yeah. 91.5 WMFO. Dave Grohl and his buddies there in the Foo Fighters. Brand new album from the Foo Fighters called Concrete and Gold. That was The Sky is a Neighborhood. Before that, Thin Lizzy did Black Rose, the title track from Black Rose, a rock legend. We heard Led Zeppelin off their second album with Heartbreaker and Livin' Lovin' Maid, She's Just a Woman. I believe those songs should never be parted. Till death do them part. And Robert Plant started things off. So we had a whole lot of Robert Plant there for a while. Carry Fire is the name of his brand new album, and we heard Bones of Saints from that one. 12:54, 6 minutes till 1 o'clock, and that's the end of Detox Mansion for this week. We're all detox, we're all out of it, right? Well, we'll have one more. We'll have one more.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right. It's now 4 minutes until 1 o'clock. Bob Angel signing off from Detox Mansion. Jamie is in next. He's going to be just having some fun like he always does. Well, I think it's his first show back since the summer, and back in school, back going. So we look forward to that show. I'm going to leave you with Brian Wilson. I think it's a great song to close on. It's called Love and Mercy. Bye-bye. See you in 2 weeks at 91.5 WMFO.
I was sitting in a crummy movie with my hands on my